Sebastian Kurz is nicknamed Wunderwizzy. Roughly translated, it means someone who can walk on water. And at the age of only 31, Mr. Kurz appears likely to become Austria's next leader and the youngest political leader in all of Europe. The anti-immigration candidate says the people of Austria have given him a mandate.
Wählerinnen und Wählern eine...
Today the voters, men and women in this country, gave us a great mandate. We must be aware of this opportunity. The women and men are putting their hopes into this movement. We will use all our strength and all of our fight to bring about change in this country. I invite you to go on this path with us. There is much to do to establish a new style, new culture of politics in this country.
Mr. Kurz was Europe's youngest ever foreign minister when he was appointed in 2013 at the age of 27. In May, he was appointed leader of the People's Party. It looks set to win more than 31% of the vote, ahead of the Social Democrats with 27% and the Freedom Party, also anti-immigration, with almost 26%. That's well short of a majority, which means Mr. Kurz will be forced to form a coalition. And with the People's Party at loggerheads with the Social Democrats, it appears most likely a coalition will be formed with the Freedom Party. That party would be entering government for the first time in a decade. Freedom Party leader Heinz Christian Strache says the result shows the people of Austria want change.
At first, it is important to wait for the official result and not to start speculating about coalitions. But one thing I can tell you, the Freedom Party remains true to themselves and to Austrians, and therefore it is crucial to introduce the direct democracy of Switzerland here.
Mr. Kurz campaigned on an anti-immigration platform so strict that the Freedom Party accused him of plagiarism. It appears to have succeeded in drawing some voters away from the Freedom Party 2 years after it gained strength when Austria was swept up in Europe's migration crisis. Political analyst Leopold Traugott with the Open Europe Research Centre has told Al Jazeera that Austria's move to what he terms the right has been a gradual one.
Particularly since the refugee crisis in 2015. In the time between that and today, the Freedom Party in the polls was first for a while, which led the other parties, particularly conservatives, but also social democrats, to adapt their own agenda, their own rhetorics, to move to the right themselves. And now we see in electoral terms overall, the share of votes going to parties on the right of the centre increased by more than 12% compared to 2013.
And Mr. Kurz's nationalist anti-immigration stance has struck a chord with his supporters. This People's Party supporter expressed relief at the outcome.
Well, we are very happy and relieved that we made it and that all our efforts have been rewarded. We are proud of ourselves and proud of Sebastian Kurz and proud of the movement.